catch every pass, every tackle, and every heart-pounding play. Score all the action with Vivid Seats and get tickets you can count on. Hit the banner to get your tickets and start earning rewards today. Vivid Seats. Get tickets now.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, I'm on record saying that I believe Democrats no longer wish to be Americans. And they keep on doing stuff that reaffirms my evaluation of them. Let me give an example. I have been on the Democrats because I will never forgive them for this. 65 of them, a huge chunk of the Democrat socialists in the Congress, voted to protect communist China from being investigated for their malign activity, their anti-American activity that was harming the United States of America. So that happened. Then Beijing Biden has spent the majority of his time inside of the Oval Office passing initiatives and saying things that are of benefit to China and of detriment to the United States, economically, militarily, and otherwise. The Washington Examiner talks about the latest. Beijing Biden was overseas and wanted to assure his pals in communist China that he didn't want to contain them. I'll read you the headline. Then I will give you the statement. Beijing Biden doesn't want to contain China. We're all better off if China does well, says Beijing Biden. Of course, that illustrates to me that Joe Biden is committed to the complete success of communist China. Not so much the United States, but the complete success of communist China. From the article, Beijing Biden maintains that he wants to see a strong China and is not trying to contain its growth. Speaking at a press conference in Hanoi, Vietnam, Beijing Biden was asked about accusations from communist Chinese dictator Xi Jinping, saying that he, meaning Biden, wants to contain China as Biden builds allies in the region. Biden said that is not the case. Quote, what this trip was about, it was less about containing China. I don't want to contain China, he said. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up. And squared away. Uh-huh. And then, of course, Joe Biden ends with the fiction, you know, we're all better off if China does well, which is an out-and-out lie. When China does well, that means the United States is under threat. When communist China is able to use our money to build up their military, to build bullets and bombs to kill us, we are not better off, as Joe Biden claims. Speaking of that summit in Vietnam, here's how Beijing Biden was wrapping up his comments about this summit that he had had. Listen.
Nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan. May have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, he does sound very tired.
Yeah, we talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all. You came with Mary's
Thank, thank you, everybody. This ends thank, the count, press thank, conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Interrupting him right there. Yeah, this ends the press conference. The old man is rambling and embarrassing the United States. So let's just cut this off. Folks, that, by the way, that's not normal. I think we covered that in a podcast earlier this week. That's not normal, what you just heard. But the biased press and left-wingers say it's perfectly fine for his staff to be running his life and running us. Perfectly normal. Mm-hmm. Beijing Biden leading off his comments about September the 11th. Listen to this.
Governor John Levy, it's good to see you. Governor and I have something in common. We're both from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I wish I had him playing in my high school ball club when I was playing. But I could have been an All-American, have you in front of me.
Yeah, 9-11 comments. For those of you who are Democrats, 9-11 was an attack on our country by radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, the worst terrorist attack on our soil in American history. Over 3,000 Americans paid with their lives. And Beijing Biden was not in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He's not in New York. He was not at the Pentagon. No, Beijing Biden was in Alaska making those comments. He also made some other comments while he was in Alaska commemorating the September the 11th attacks. And somebody immortalized those comments on YouTube. Listen.
Ground Zero in New York. And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating because the way you could see from where you could stand.
Lying Joe Biden, not at Ground Zero on 9/12.
The senator from Delaware, the manager of the resolution.
Mr. President, some have said yesterday and today that all has changed.
You know who was at Ground Zero?
Now, just a few moments ago, Donald Trump passed through here, so we had a minute to talk with him. Let's roll that tape. You can see what he had to say.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this before. And they're hardworking people, but they've never seen anything like it, and they've never done work like this before. It's terrible.
I remember standing there the next day.
Yeah. Not so much. Beijing Biden is a liar. And sadly, he's the commander in chief of our armed forces. And the man the Democrats have foisted upon this country and entrusted our safety and security. A man who I believe is compromised by communist China. A political party that's compromised by communist China. Some of the greatest threats to this country today are from within this country. I firmly believe it. We call them socialists, we call them Marxists, but their political party in the United States is the Democrat Party. We will not ignore our national security. We dive deep, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code STORM, you support me. and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, I want to have a conversation with some of my favorite guys on the planet, distinguished fellas who have put on the uniform of this country and actually defended this country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Newsmax contributor, and he's a president of Project Sentinel. Retired Colonel John Mills, former director of cybersecurity policy strategy and international affairs at the Department of Defense. He's the author of The Nation Will Follow, Firsthand Experiences Fighting the Deep State. And Brigadier General Blaine Holt is a Newsmax contributor, Air Force veteran, C-17 commander, tech entrepreneur, and co-founder of Restore Liberty. Hey, guys, welcome to all three of you. And one of you is giving me feedbacks on your phone line, so I just want to let you know about that. But welcome to all three of you.
Great to be here.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
All right, gentlemen. So let's start here. Each one of you has been dropping me information, and you guys are also writers. You're putting out content. So, and each one of you probably has, or maybe the same, it doesn't really matter if it's the same concern, but I want you to give me, Colonel Schaefer, you first, I want you to give me the number one concern that you have for the status of our military forces that nobody is talking about.
Well, the one thing that nobody's talking about, Chris, is the fact that the military is not going to be able to overcome the damage being done to the economy. I mean, one of the things the Trump administration did very well is linked the health of our economy, our commerce, our trade, to the military. And the two together, working in unison, was one of the things that was helping make the country great. That is to say, our military interests were tied to our commercial and economic interests. And by doing that, Trump was able to shape the military around real things, not global warming. Remember, Chris, that right now we're supposed to be all worried that CO2, which is plant food, is somehow hobbling the planet. It's not. So the fact that we have invested so much in green energy by the military, thinking somehow we're going to have a big old tanks run by AA batteries someday is hobbling the military in ways we don't fully understand. So that's the biggest thing that's not being talked about as far as I'm concerned.
Colonel Mills, the biggest thing not being talked about in your view as it pertains to the military, the U.S. military and their mission?
Hey, Chris, good morning. It has to be readiness. The number one job of the chairman, Mark Milley, and the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is readiness, not ideological lecturing. It's readiness. And our military is not ready. We're falling far short of recruiting and retention standards. It's U.S. law, the Navy, and I'm joint qualified. I'm joint qualified beyond war called. I can speak other service languages. The Navy is under legal mandate to grow. Instead, they are shrinking. This doesn't make any sense. So it is a total failure, and they're waking up to China. They're angry over Volt Typhoon, spy balloon. Now the DepSecDef comes up, Deputy Secretary of Defense comes up with Replicator, a program to create mass autonomous vehicles. Great idea. I'll believe it when I see it. They've been total failures on everything so far. And Mark Milley, best Army uniform ever. Everything else has been a disaster.
Yeah, nothing underneath that uniform. General, what is your take? The biggest threat or the biggest concern you have as it pertains to the military, and that nobody's talking about?
Good morning. It's good to be with everybody. I believe that it's the warfighting ethos and the rot that exists in our military right now. By heading down this Marxist path with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and supplanting and getting rid of the meritocracy. What happens, Chris, is you demoralize the entire force. The people who came in with a warrior's focus and ethos to fight and win America's wars, which, to be honest, is the only reason to have a military, that has gone away, and what we've gone into is this cultural problem, which gets us away from mission focus. So you're distracted from what you're supposed to be doing. You go into a flying squadron, in my case, or, you know, it could be any service, and you seek to be your best. If you remember the Army's old jingle, be all that you can be. Well, that's exactly who we are. But when you demoralize the force, then being the best that you can be won't lead to anything. But maybe being the greatest LGBTQ plus warrior who's triple vaxxed and succumbs to all of this green toxicology garbage that Tony was talking about, that will make you rise through the ranks, and I'm sorry, that's not where the next von Clausewitz is going to come from. Meanwhile, our adversaries, they do have a mission focus. They want to be all that they can be, and they're very, very clear about their purposes. So that's where I think we better spend a lot of time in understanding why we have a military and what we expect that military to do.
You gentlemen are focused on what I would classify as the right stuff, as you all three aptly point out. Because of politics, left-wing politics has infected like a cancer every segment of our government, including our military. I want you all, I'm going to play a partial soundbite here. I played it all for the audience earlier. It's a 2-minute, 23-second soundbite. This is a Gold Star dad who was invited to speak. He unloads on Beijing Biden, though I don't believe that Beijing Biden is the person who deserves the lion's share of blame, because we all three of us know that Mr. Biden is diminished. As a Gold Star mom put it, he's a dementia-ridden piece of crap. And somebody else is pulling the strings. General White Rage Milley, Lloyd Austin, other apparatchiks, Soviet-style apparatchiks in our government. And here's what this Gold Star dad had to say. Listen.
Not a single person has been held accountable. Our so-called leader can't seem to even utter their names in public, not even once. Mr. Biden has run his entire political campaign for 50 years as the family man. Well, I've got news for you, sir. The curtain has been lifting, and that campaign slogan will never work again. We have seen what's going on in your family, and even worse, we've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families. And there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military, and I regret not saying that to your face when I had the opportunity in Dover. I felt it more important to bite my tongue, but I also had more important things on my mind at that time, like receiving my son's lifeless body stateside. While I stood there on the tarmac, watching you check your watch over and over again, all I wanted to do was shout out, "It's 2:30, asshole."
He, of course, lost his son in the worst foreign policy disaster for the United States in the modern era. Colonel Schaefer, you could feel the anger and the sense of abandonment, which I think all Americans feel, that their government has abandoned us.
It is. Of course, that's true. Look, it took Biden 2 years, almost to the day. The 26th of August was the anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing. He didn't acknowledge until 2 years. There were no public statements of honor to those who died, the 13. And beyond that, look, I hold clearly Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin responsible because they did not stand up and protest when Biden decided to do what he was going to do. Trust me, Chris, the job of an officer is to be loyal to their oath of office. That would mean standing up in front of a politician and saying, "Mr. President, if you're going to do this, I cannot serve you. I will resign over this." And I know a certain journalist who had actually done that and been effective. But clearly, I believe Austin is terribly deficient in his responsibilities. I work for him as a brigadier general. He's walked the terrain, literally, Chris. He's been there at Abbey Gate. I know that for a fact. And yet a man who served in combat, who knows the conditions and does nothing to defend those serving under him, and then does not stand up to politicians, does not deserve to be in high office. And Lloyd Austin should have resigned over this whole thing.
Colonel Mills, your reaction?
No, I agree with Tony totally. You know, Milley and liked to talk big, along with all the other deep staters, when he was under Trump, wanted to undermine him. But, you know, there's been comments like he didn't think it was appropriate to resign under Biden. Well, okay, so it's okay to undermine Trump, but he's going to sit there and do nothing about Biden. Now we have C.Q. Brown potentially coming in to take over. He is no Colin Powell, and Colin Powell would not put up with any of this. In the 90s, he stood up to Clinton and said, we will not use the military as a social experiment, and backed down the Clintons on that topic. Milley is no Colin Powell, and a total failure. It is an oath we take to the Constitution, not to a regime, not to a person. And Milley talks out of both sides of his mouth on this topic. But he's clearly become a captive of the regime.
Yep, he's too busy focusing on understanding his white rage rather than protecting the lives of the men and women who serve under him. General. This gold, you could hear the pain in this Gold Star father's voice, and the fact that that we have a guy at the top who is really a degenerate, and everybody knows and understands he's a degenerate, and you could hear the regret that he feels this guilt as a father that he himself didn't show the wherewithal that many of you were saying that Lloyd Austin should be showing, that General White Rage Milley should be showing. He's beating himself up, General, over not standing up when he had the opportunity to tell Joe Biden what he thought of him to his face. Well, how does that
grab you? He did a beautiful job. He did a beautiful job. He was remarkably poised for a man who's lost his son, and it's only just been 2 years. Yeah. And I thought, you can feel his anger. It's palpable. You can feel his loss. But at the same time, he gave his reasons for why he didn't do that. Now, this accountability dearth, and Chris, you and I met 2 years ago on this occasion. For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This dearth of accountability, what has it gotten us? And this is what my latest op-ed that I wrote this week is about. By not holding any of the national security team accountable for what happened back then, we now get what we get, which is a completely deterrable war in Ukraine that's going to nowhere, that weakening us, and it's got no strategy behind it. You've got calamity and terror and wars and potential wars blossoming in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, everywhere. You've got our adversaries galvanizing the world and creating new alliances like the BRICS Plus, where they intend to go after the Western economies because of their own resentment. That's what all this got to us. Why? Because no one ever held these folks to account, and they were allowed to just continue going on what they do. If something goes poorly, keep betting on it, and then you'll have a real crisis on your hands, and that's what's happened here.
Yeah, it seems there's only accountability if General White Rage Milley stepped out and said, well, I think we ought to focus on being more lethal rather than making sure that cross-dressers, transvestites, can be well represented in the military. Then he would receive disciplinary action. But not having an effective fighting force, leading to the slaughter of our own service members. Oh, no. That seems to be applauded and actually celebrated inside the halls of this Democrat-controlled regime. Folks, we're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Colonel John Mills, and Brigadier General Blaine Holt, men I trust to have the best interest of this country at heart, who have served this country in uniform. Gentlemen, our defense technology advantage over communist China. Best guess, I know that you guys talked to individuals who are still in. We used to have a 20-year advantage, technologically speaking, over communist China. Where are we now, Colonel Schaefer?
Well, one alibi. I want to make sure that the correct record for my colleagues and you. We did have one person held accountable regarding the Afghanistan thing. It was Stu Schiller. Stu Schiller, Lieutenant Colonel Schiller, was court-martialed for standing up and doing the right thing. I testified at his trial, by the way.
Yes.
The only person who was held accountable was the guy trying to do the right thing. Anyway, back to technology. The technology issue, Chris, is something that's been going the opposite direction since the Clinton administration. Bill Gertz wrote a great book, the trail talks about how the Clinton administration gave all sorts of information to them that allowed the Chinese to create their own MIRVs, multiple reentry nuclear vehicles.
and it's gone downhill from there. So we have seen a complete lack of resolve or interest in stopping the technology transfer from the United States to China, which then empowers them and allows them to create a defense industry that will challenge us. Back in the Cold War days, Army had something called Operation Security, OPSEC, where we had programs that would examine our commercial production base and try to protect those secrets. We have no such thing now going on to protect our information.
Colonel Mills, have we lost our technological superiority, militarily speaking? Where are we? We had 20-year advantage just a few short decades ago. Where are we now? What is our advantage, if we even have one anymore, over communist China?
Well, we used to have the best research and development environment in the world, and especially for national security. It has just become politicized, and our R&D spend has gone way down. 15 years ago, when we were trying to stop Chinese intellectual property theft, I said several times in high-level meeting, when the Chinese stop trying to rip off from us, that's the point of concern. They're still ripping off from us, but we have hit that tipping point, and it's extremely concerning in so many areas. And we just seem incapable of doing advanced R&D and then getting it into the field. It's DEI, it's CRT ideology. We just seem absolutely stuck in a morass and incapable of doing true all levels of research and development and then delivering to the field. So I'd say advantage China.
I believe it's intentional, because I think you're going to be a complete moron to prioritize the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxism, the critical race theory, hate whitey critical race theory, divisiveness into the military, and then ignore lethality and preparedness and readiness. I think this is done intentionally to keep faith with who the Biden regime really truly prizes, which is communist China. So, General, we had a technological advantage, but I remember sitting there and China rolling out their stealth fighter. This was a few years ago. They rolled out their first gen stealth fighter, and I'm thinking, man, that looks a hell of a lot like ours. It's almost like they Xerox copied it. We know they stole it because communists are thieves, left wingers are thieves. What do you think about this? And I watched battery technology walk right out the door. The biggest advancement in battery technology, probably in the last 100 years, Barack Hussein Obama allowed it to walk right out the door. Do you think the Democrats in this country are assisting communist China in ripping us off?
They have for a long time. The one that bothered me the most was kind of the start of this whole thing in 1992, when the Clinton administration basically brought L'Oreal Corp over there, and we all kidded ourselves that we were going to help China with peaceful development of its space program, and we weren't. We were helping them with targeting nuclear missiles that is their nuclear program to this day.
At us.
And it's completely, it's the corruption of defense, Chris. And when we talk about our advantages starting to wane, I think before we look at China, and China does steal stuff, but the good news is there's reasonable facsimiles of a stealth jet. They're still not there yet, which is great, because we have the potential to outpace them. But we only have potential because of the corruption. You know, we don't have 51 defense prime contractors anymore. We have six and some junior varsity players below them. And there's so much mountains of money that moves through this, but we don't buy stuff efficiently. So if my missile costs me $10 million and yours costs $400,000, I can tell you who's going to win the war. It doesn't matter how bad your stuff is. You can build a lot of them. The thing that we have in our government right now is when you build a big project, like let's say a stealth bomber, there's this thing where the company will selflessly take it out of hide for the R&D, and they'll lose money on that program so they can, because what they really want to get to is to get to the program of record, and then they have a monopoly on the spare parts forever, which means they can live on the supply chains for that weapon system. So now you ask yourself, how do I get a B-52 that's on track to be be 100 years old and still on our inventory. Think about that. That would mean in 2009 we would have retired the Wright Flyer. It's how we buy stuff and the corruption behind it that is weakening our advantage. The good part is, we're still the most innovative country on the planet. Could we right this ship? Absolutely we can. But we've got to get very serious about changing our procurement systems to the advantage of America. And yeah, we've got to get rid of these rice bowls and the corruption in D.C. that profit from this just this terrible mess that surrounds defense dollars.
And that would take leadership, and we don't have that currently. And I'm saying that of both political parties. We can turn this ship around. I think that's a great way to end the interview, guys, on a note of optimism. We can turn it around if we actually get somebody who's pro-American dominating the Congress and dominating
Absolutely.
The White House. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired Colonel John Mills, and retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt. Gentlemen, thank you for your wearing the nation's uniform, defending us, and as always, your expertise.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you all.
That's going to do it for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit two websites, texasscorecard.com. That's texasscorecard.com, the home for the Salcedo Storm podcast, and also home to big news in Texas, including The Texas Heist, which is a documentary you must see, and also the latest on the Ken Paxton impeachment trial and the ramifications of said. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me and the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, that's AM Talk Radio, and the Newsmax show as well, 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Owning a business is tough. Fortunately, there's Insperity to help me with HR administration, compliance, and more, so my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 8 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.